Welcome back. This is Let It Be Heard with another word. Today I would like to talk about chronic illnesses. I was diagnosed with lupus at the age of 13 years old. And I'm 27 years old now. In 2021, I was diagnosed with end-stage kidney failure. Lupus is not something to take lightly. Or any chronic illness, any autoimmune disorder. It's an invisible illness. So on the outside, people think that you're okay, and people take it lightly. They don't understand it. And no one will truly understand this illness until you actually experience it and go through it. There's a lot of pain that comes with it. You will experience extreme fatigue, where you can't even get out of the bed. Chronic pain. Excruciating pain all over your body. It's literally an autoimmune disorder where your immune system is attacking itself. It attacks every organ in your body. And you can't do anything about it. The best ways to recover when it comes to having a flare-up is to get as much rest as you can to recover. You're not going to be able to go to work all the time. You're not going to be able to do certain activities. It takes a toll on you, and you're not up to par most of the time. Your energy is drained. It's unpredictable. One minute you can be fine, the next minute you're under attack, and it's nothing you can do about it. It's a debilitating illness. It's horrible, and I don't wish it upon no one. And it's a thing that most people don't get or understand, and they don't really care to understand. But it's truly hell when you have to experience pain nearly every day of your life. It takes a toll. It's traumatizing, and it's so hard to go through. But you try your best every day, you know, to survive, and it's a fight. It's like your body is at war with itself every single day, and you're just on the battlefield, and you get tired of fighting. You experience brain fog. You can't even think clearly half of the time. You're drained of your energy, you know. It's like your body's on pins and needles, and the things that you want to do so bad, you're not up to par. And I wish people were more aware and had more compassion towards those with autoimmune disorders, chronic illness, any type of terminal illness. And being on dialysis 3 days a week is draining within itself. So imagine the being drained of your energy after dialysis and having to deal with lupus. It's so much to deal with, and I wish I could do so much more than what I'm doing. But the truth of the matter is, I have to be real and say, like, okay, I'm not able to do this certain thing today. I have to take time for myself and rest. Because if I don't put my health first, I'm no good. I can break my back all day trying to work, trying to please other people, make them feel comfortable. But what is that doing for me? And people with chronic illnesses, we tend to downplay our symptoms just to make y'all, the outside people, feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they just don't get it. And you will never get it until you go through it. And that's just the facts. But it's a very serious illness. People die from this illness daily. People are hospitalized for extended amounts of time. It's very serious. And it's not nothing to take lightly. No, and it's a fight. I've been fighting this thing for majority of my life, and being diagnosed at such an early age, you know, I'm having to worry about taking all these pills and going to doctor's visit while my peers are having fun. They're so energetic. They have all this energy. They're not having to deal with health problems. So we see totally different. We have totally different experiences. They can't relate to what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? And it is a very different experience. You can feel isolated. You can feel like you just don't fit in with everyone else, you know, healthy people, because you're dealing with these extreme health problems. You know what I'm saying? And it can lead to depression. It can lead to all types of stuff. It's very life-changing. It alters your reality. You know, and I just wanted to talk about that because, you know, it's very serious. Thank you for tuning in. This is Let It Be Heard with Another Word.